This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here we go. It's hour two, GBAG Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. It's Grand Central Station here in the world of sports every afternoon with you. We're going to 6:30 this afternoon pregame for your Rangers as they take on the Blue Jays. And looking to get a series Vic here. That's nice. They pitched so well yesterday that they were able to get a win despite only scoring two runs. I want to appropriately do some journalism on that. That wasn't a great win last night. It's a relief they didn't lose. But damn it, I want to see some 6-1. I want to see some 8-2. I thought we were seeing signs in spring training, weren't we? But here's the good news on that. Corey Seager is back, baby.
He's back.
About time, baby. Let's go.
Talk about a catalyst. Okay, so a couple of topics here. And we are keeping our eye out for Evaldi news, by the way. We wouldn't bury the lead. If there's anything there, we'll update it. But it looks like it's just a little tricep pull, and he'll be all right. Do you play Smith at second base as soon as Seager's ready to do shortstop? He's going to be DHing tonight. I think it's time. I would move Marcus Semien to a bench role and give him 1 to 2 starts a week, depending on how the starting pitching sets up. Obviously, you're going to be looking for signs that he's back, right? But I want to wait till he gets hot. Could you do that, Wolchuk? What do you think? Will they consider playing Smith at second base like they should?
I think everything's up for consideration.
This is kind of like Zeke Rico Dowdle, isn't it?
At this point, yeah, Josh Smith, I would say, would be a better player than Marcus Semien. He's certainly a better offensive player. There's no debating that. But Marcus is still playing well defensively. You know, he has been making some good plays with the glove still. So I think just having him out there, if you had a better option to DH consistently than maybe Josh, I think definitely that would be the play. Because Marcus is giving you nothing offensively. So if you had somebody else, like, you know, Jock Peterson, unfortunately, is now hurt. Not that he was doing anything special. But if you had a legitimate DH option to where, yeah, now I don't have Josh Smith DHing in this situation. I need to get him in the lineup. I need to play him at second. I absolutely would do that.
Yeah, I mean, you start to wonder, like, when do guys like Adolis Garcia, when do guys like Marcus Semien need to get the burger round rock treatment, you know? Go get your mind right.
Yeah,
go build up a little confidence.
Send him
here.
Down, right? Because of years of service.
Yeah, you can't.
But you find a way though.
Yeah,
you know, by any means necessary.
You sit him.
You fake an injury.
Like, go get some reps.
Send you to Arizona.
Go to Arizona where you can play those little games on the backfields where nobody's watching. If you don't want the embarrassment of it, we'll just say you're hurt. You know, we can say you're hurt. You know, there's ways to do this with injured players. To your point, Chief.
Yeah. I think that's something that's necessary. I also think at some point. If not today, like, does Broaddus and Wolchuk need to go to Globe Life Field and walk out the door right before Corey Seager's next at bat? Could we guarantee a dong?
It is superstition time.
I'll do whatever it takes to make the Rangers.
This is violence now.
This is desperation.
I'm coming at you all the show now.
This is desperation.
Now
you can take your curse and use it for a benefit.
I thought we got closure on that, Wolchuk.
Nope.
Man bought you a ticket last week.
No, he did.
Closure.
I was trying to buy you another one.
I know you are. Look, game 7, we'll circle back, we'll discuss, but tomorrow's a no-go.
This is like a guilty divorced dad situation you've lucked into, Wolchuk, somehow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This might be the gift that keeps on giving.
No,
you know how the guilty divorced dad is? He takes the kids to, you know, Disneyland and
just
Toys R Us when it was still around.
Just likes to take care of his friends.
He felt guilty for taking something away
I'm
from
I'm sorry
you,
that they lost.
And no
night.
Amount of money he ever spends can fill that hole. Hmm. Got to exploit this, Wolchuk.
Yeah, don't deny that blessing.
Okay, Lowry.
I might go to game 7.
Apparently,
damn right.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I like what you said, Dawson. Going back to that real quick.
Yeah.
About your tweet that they're gonna have to. You're gonna win tomorrow night.
Oh, the Stars.
Yeah, it's a matter of can you find enough to get game 6.
The proper hockey man right here brought us. I mean, he went all in on these Dallas Stars. He can't get it out of his head.
No, I had him losing in the first round.
You did.
I did.
But you're a huge fan.
Here they are.
Yeah. You're not a homer.
I want to. They the fact that Corey Perry played as well as he did last night at 40 years old and you allowed it, it made me sick.
Sick.
Let me get in a couple of more Seager questions here.
Okay,
then we're going to double down on hockey. No, yeah, I appreciate
we'll,
you.
I just circled back because my mind's on this Stars team, too.
I'm upset.
I'll do whatever it takes for the Rangers to hit.
I heard Monday he might be back Friday, and now he's back Wednesday. I know he's just DHing. What if he's got a leg out of double? Okay. Did they give it enough time? Do you trust these guys with these muscle pulls?
Oof. Well, Corey's
just holding to a single.
It just kind of keeps flaring up on him, you know. So I don't know. I think you're just you're crossing your fingers and you're holding your breath and just hoping that this thing is healed.
If this offense was even average right now, I think they would probably be trying to give him more time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but he had the luxury of slow playing it. I'm sure they would.
Well, it's a long season. We're 2 months in. We're looking for a turnaround. I do feel bad for Semien, but I'm willing to give him a season long award right now, best pro. This guy never takes the offensive production into the field with him. He's always defending incredibly well, and he'll be a solid 0-for-4. And you never get 0-for-5 on this team because you couldn't get through five times. But he'll 0-for-3 or 0-for-4, big old smile on his face, shaking everybody's hand, high-fiving the starting pitcher. You got a game-winning hit. You're my guy. Fist bump for you. I mean, he's the pro of the year. To go through this kind of a slump and have that smile.
Do you want to see him snap, though, at some point? Could that be therapeutic for him? Like, break the bat over the leg or whatever? He's strong enough to do that.
He's so stoic. You're right. You might want to have, a break.
One blow up to just kind of get it out.
I mean, you have to imagine it's storing up incredibly. Maybe he has those moments in private.
These guys are built different, though, because John Peterson was a similar way.
Oh, yeah. Crazy.
You know, where like he was able to, you would know that he was in one of the most disgusting slumps of all time.
I mean, probably mid 9 figures in your banking account would give you that kind of...
Yeah, everything's good.
I'm a World Series champ, multi-time All-Star.
World Series champ, All-Star. It's like, dude, Hayes in the barn. I've done so much good. I think of the competitor in you every day you want to be good.
Damn
and,
right.
You know, the baseball lover, having to basically acknowledge the end of your career could be coming at any time. Like, they're not going to Hunter Renfrow you because you make... so much money that they're going to hang on for longer. But Hunter Renfrow was actually hitting better than Marcus Semien, and the Royals let him go last week. They're like, get out of here. Okay, Stars, how can they get back in the series? Zach Hyman possibly out.
He's out.
He's out for sure.
Yeah, he's going to be out.
He just went off the ice.
Yeah,
he's
done. Shoulder problem.
And Brown probably still concussed. I can't imagine he's out of protocol.
Yeah.
Coming back home, lack of defensemen exploited. I think the Oilers' overall defensive position and quality moving through the zones, the turnovers will likely be higher. This is going to be your opportunity. And you get under Skinner's skin, and then you go to game 6, and now you have momentum suddenly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Oilers have been playing unbelievable. They're not this good. Who the hell is this team? Going into the playoffs, they were only supposed to have 3 good forwards. Now they have 11. Yeah. How did this happen? I don't know. Maybe they're just a postseason
team. Playing the Stars.
Team.
I think Zach had a tweet about that. Sometimes you have teams'
they
numbers.
They have your number.
Your number.
And it does feel like that. I mean, even going back to game 6 last year in Edmonton, felt like the Stars outplayed them, yet they lose the game. And it's felt like at times in this series, there's been moments where the Stars are throwing everything they've got that first period. They're throwing everything they've got at Edmonton. And you look up and it's 1-0. You know, it honestly, they got to score on the power play. Their penalty kill has to be better. And they got to find a way to get Mikko Rantanen back going. He's got to figure this out, man. 7-goal Schneid. This isn't good. You look at the playoff scoring leaders, though, the top 5. Connor McDavid, 24 points. Leon Draisaitl, 23. Then you got Mikko Rantanen at 21. Two more Oilers, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Evan Bouchard. 4 out of the 5 top 5 playoff scoring leaders are Edmonton Oilers.
It's stupid how that Nugent-Hopkins guy is
just sniping
corners.
Nugent-Hopkins has been, he might be their best player in this series. Seems like every night he's getting a point.
Yes. That's what
he, probably has.
And your young guns are basically invisible. You can talk about Rantanen, but he allowed them to get here.
Where is Wyatt Johnston? I mean, this is Robo's finally starting to figure it out. You know, he played well last night. He got the goal. He started to really look much improved in game three. But I don't know what's going on with Wyatt Johnston.
Okay, so one of the topics out there, and you'll see it on Twitter or our text right now, is, you know, people fed up with DeBoer. I can't imagine moving on from a guy that might be one of the best coaches. Like, would you move on from Jim Nill right now? No, you wouldn't. What specifically is DeBoer not doing? You win this many series in this sport, you're really good. And I hope they're not considering it. I guess I would ultimately trust Jim Nill's judgment on this. You know, maybe it is time for a new voice. And, you know, since the bubble can't get through this round, how many different teams have eliminated you here? Three different teams now? I mean, you're a conference final team, and the conference is, you know, playing, rotating who's going to go beat the Stars in the conference finals. So I think it's frustrating, but, you know, I would just let Jim continue to tinker with this thing and think, hey, it's a young roster. At some point in the next 5 years, it's going to be our turn to have the great puck luck and the goalie who's on fire at the right times.
Well, the big story tomorrow night is also it could be Jamie Benn's final game.
Yeah.
With the Dallas Stars.
Yeah. Could be.
He is a free agent. I mean, you're going to have a lot of turnover on this roster. Matt Duchesne's a free agent. Mikael Granlund is a free agent. Evgeny Dodonov is a free agent who is a scratch for the first time in the postseason. Last night, they decided to go with Steele and Blackwell. And honestly, your fourth line's been your best line.
It has been.
Jamie Benn, free agent. So they got a lot of work to do in terms of, all right, who do you want to keep out of those guys or who do you replace them with?
Sagan's still good if he can get a team-friendly deal. Is he a free agent, though?
No, he's got another. Sagan's still under contract.
Sounds like tomorrow's not only a winner-go-home game, but it's also how do you want to be remembered game.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's, you know, one thing to consider here is you're getting called out for being soft. And maybe if you're Jim, you're like, do I replace these guys with bruisers? Do we want to become a more physical team? Do I want to go get a, you know, they had Corey Perry, I think in 2019, he had 1 year with the Dallas Stars.
It was the year they made the cup final in the bubble.
Yeah. So there's something to it. But it was Perry, the 40-year-old now with the game winning goal, also had an assist.
Missed another one.
Perry's sixth goal of the postseason, now tied with Teemu Selanne, Mark Recchi, Ron Francis for the most goals in a single postseason by a player who started the run at 39 or older.
It's amazing.
You know, so there's that. And Stars fans, it's a horrible place to be, man. I hope you guys are doing all right. I mean, to be thinking, here we go. We've won game one. We're going to be the better team than the Oilers. Shook off that first 40 minutes and have that third period. And then 3 games later to be down 3-1. I'm very surprised. You know, I thought in the Colorado series, this team was headed for the cup, Brian.
I think that even the most homer Stars fan knows that we might very well be seeing the end. These fans understand. You know, you get up 3-1, it's going to take, honestly, it's going to take them. I don't see them beating Edmonton 3 straight times. I just don't, you know. And that's why, I thought last night's game was so huge.
And they played like it. They came out and they knew it.
Thought you guys would ride it harder, like they've outplayed them, you know.
Edmonton outplayed Dallas?
I mean, outshots, the quality chances, the offensive zone.
There's been periods where they have. Unfortunately, it's just the pinpoint accuracy, the skill of Edmonton has shined. The quality over quantity has been the story here.
It's 1-10, by the way. 90% is all it is. Yeah. 300 teams have faced a 3-1 deficit. 30 teams have come back.
It happens in hockey a lot.
It does. Stars are due. It's never happened in their franchise. I think 2007. Against Vancouver, they forced a game 7 down 3-1.
Last year, Edmonton playing against Florida.
Yeah, they were down 3-0.
They were down, game 7. Forced a game 7. A 3-1, I think. They forced a game 7.
3-0.
But it's hard for me to believe that Edmonton, the way that they're currently playing right now as a team, their margin of error is not as tiny as Dallas's is. You know, Dallas almost has to be just perfect right now against this team, and they can't be. Whereas Edmonton can play; they don't need a bunch of shots.
Heck, they're cleaner in possession.
In the third yesterday, there was a point like halfway finished through the third. Edmonton's nursing a lead; it's a white knuckle game. they're out shooting Dallas 8-1. They're not playing dump.
They
and
were
chase.
Out of gas, dude.
Yeah, they're not playing dump and chase, dump and chase. They were going after Dallas even halfway through. They didn't want to make it. They're thinking, we can't let them tie this thing and send this thing to overtime. They stayed super aggressive. And I just think the margin of error for the Stars is way bigger than Edmonton's.
Well, we have a new record for most Mount Everest climbs.
By a person?
A Nepali Sherpa. Kami Rita broke his own record, as a matter of fact. He did it for a 31st time.
A Kami Rita.
Yeah, I think I'm pronouncing that right. His first one was 94, so he averages about one a year, but sometimes he scaled it twice a year. His closest competitor for the Everest record is another Sherpa named Pa Sang, who scaled the peak 29 times. But he tried last week, couldn't get there. So you get a lot of attempts, but then the weather quickly changes or the ice not
crowd.
Solid.
It's crowded. Yeah, there's a crowd trying to go up that
there's
thing.
Poop and litter everywhere. No, there's no, dead people tough. Everywhere. Yeah. It's wild up there. It's not pretty.
Yeah. Some of the dead folks up there are markers for where to go.
Wow.
Like if you go by a yellow boots guy,
yeah,
that's a marker to where you need to go and make a turn and stuff like that.
What's this guy's name again? This is the Geli Sherpa
is
guy?
This is Kami Rita.
Oh, okay.
K-A-M-I Rita.
There's a Geli Sherpa guy who apparently like found a dude that was like dying.
And carried him down?
He carried him down like 6 hours down the mountain. Just
see, these are the dudes. These are the dudes you want.
Incredible.
Like if I'm going up, I'm thinking, who's the best guy to give me the chance to make it?
Yeah, you got to be with a bunch of foxhole guys.
Who can carry me?
Oh, this is only my first time to ever. Give me the guy that's gone about 16, 17, 18 times and made it back. That's the guy I want to hire.
Could you imagine the legs on that dude?
Oh, my gosh.
To be able to carry another man down.
Yeah, I was going
to
say the VO2 max on that guy.
This is very like Kenyan distance runner guy.
Yeah.
You know, that trains and like he doesn't need to breathe.
Yeah.
Just kind of
bring these dudes down and have them run to the Boston Marathon. Amazing. Wouldn't be surprised at their top five finish. Mm. But those people that are drawn to climb that, I could not imagine, you know, some of the pathways that got to go on, it's a narrow path on a ridge. And if you fall off one side, you're done. How do you even I don't know.
Yeah. People go
crazy going up there too.
Yeah. There's the elevation sickness.
All of a sudden the oxygen in your head and all that lack of it, man, it's tough.
I was listening to, a Jocko podcast, you know, Jocko Willink, the Navy SEAL guy that does the podcast and writes the books and stuff. And he was interviewing a guy who had experience fighting in the mountains, like these Sherpas, these remote destinations you can go. He said, if you're fighting people that climb mountains all day and you go hand to hand with them, you were in a major problem. Because their cardio is insane. You cannot out-tire them, but their legs are so strong, they get their legs around you and just squeeze. So you're having to basically avoid that position. If you get into that vice grip against a hand-to-hand combat dude that grew up in the mountains, it's going to be really difficult to survive.
Wow. Yeah. It's like a snake just going to just suffocate you.
Choke you out.
Boa constrictor.
Yeah. But apparently this Sherpa is using his strength to save people. And set records. Okay, we got the C-note here coming up. The Cowboys news of the evening. All the headlines on America's team that you could want in 10, 15 minutes. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.